Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Inspecting all foods that enter the country from the EU. Hitherto, they had simply waived all trucks in, but now there's a €145 inspection charge per consignment, even though it's not exactly clear what constitutes a consignment. The good news for Irish food exporters is that these rules do not yet apply to us as members of the common travel area, but they will, and it could be messy. Carol Lynch is a partner in charge of customs and trade at the consultants BDO and is on the line. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about these rules for non-Irish EU exporters to the UK.
Well, these rules came in on 30th of April. They're part of three sets of new changes that are going to take place over 2024. On 31st of January, new requirements came in for Irish and EU exporters, whereby you needed health certs, which are basically documentary checks and pre-notification to customs. But on 30th of April, the EU importers are now subject to physical and identity checks, as well as you mentioned there, the common user charge and border inspection fees. So a lot more fees, a lot more checks, delays, and a lot more costs are added on to imports from European companies into Great Britain than apply to Irish companies.
Now, it's only been operating for a week, so it's probably too early to assess things. But is it also true that the actual physical inspections of these trucks will happen miles away, something like 22 miles away from the port of Dover?
Yeah, bizarrely enough, they're going to take place in a place called Sevingstow, which is 22 miles, as you say, from Dover. And there's questions being raised, particularly in relation to high-risk products, as to what will happen on that journey, the 22-mile journey. Is there any risk of diversion? Is there any risk of problems with those products as they get to the border inspection post?
Because a dubious company, a dubious exporter, could drop off some of their unchecked products in that 22-mile stretch.
Exactly. And that has been raised by a number of trade associations. So it's quite unusual to have a border inspection post so far away from the actual border. And there's also worries and concerns then about lines of trucks and the delays that will happen if there's significant numbers of checks.
Now, I mentioned in my queue that it's not quite clear what constitutes a consignment. How do you understand that at this stage?
This has been one of the biggest issues, that nobody's really totally sure exactly what a consignment is, but it's quite technical insofar as when you get a health cert, it's called a shed. And you have to give a shed to customs for the products that are on that shed. Typically, you'd have the same type of products on a shed, and there's different types of sheds for different types of products. So you could end up, if you had a whole truck of just meat products, having one shed, and that would be 145 max for that container. But the big issue is for the smaller importers who might have a variety of products in groupage, which is when you don't have a full container, you're sharing the truck really with others. And they could end up with the same charge for a much smaller number of products. So the big hit could be on the small businesses importing into Great Britain and selling in. And that's going to impact, obviously, on food costs and inflation.
So if, for example, you're, as you said, a small exporter from the EU and trying to move products into Britain, and you picked up something in the Netherlands and you picked up something in Belgium and Germany and France, and then it lands in Dover or 22 miles away from Dover, that particular container could cost maybe thousands in import charges.
And that's what the Cold Chain Federation in the UK have said. And The Guardian did a report there recently saying that they estimated that food costs would, or the cost to business would increase by 60%. There's estimates of, 2-3 billion, as opposed to the government estimate of 300 million. So there's wildly varying estimates.
Which could
at the
be
moment.
Passed on to the UK consumer.
It'll have to be. Obviously, businesses aren't going to be able to absorb those costs.
Now, I also mentioned at the start that Irish exporters are off the hook for now When are they on the hook for this?
Well, it's been, the government has said, the UK government have said it'll be October. In real terms, most people expect it won't be till April next year. So we've probably got a year before these charges and checks come in for Irish exporters.
And does this mean that there will also be, after the port of Holyhead, which is where most of our physical export of food go to the UK, that there'll be also a checking centre potentially miles away?
I'm not sure on that. I'm not sure on that exactly. I know that the Port of Holyhead are looking at constructing a border inspection post. To be honest, I'm actually not absolutely sure where that that inspection post is going to take place.
I just wonder whether the UK authorities, because of they will be overwhelmed with these checks, will have to turn a blind eye to a huge amount of food coming in.
Well, we can see for the first week, and this is only the first week, that the checks have been turned down. There aren't significant checks and there aren't delays. I would expect that will increase as we kind of move forward week by week, but they're taking a light touch and moving upwards rather than bringing it up. If you take a look at the European approach after Brexit, it was everything was turned on immediately on the first day, and there was, you know, there was no lead into it. It was, you're free to move one day and you're full subject, full checks the next day. Whereas the UK government does appear to be taking a more kind of transitionary phrased approach.
Yes. Well, I do remember the first day and we saw images of Dutch customs authorities seizing ham sandwiches because the hadn't been properly certified.
Yes.
I hopefully the Brits will be slightly more pragmatic in that sense. But what has happened to Irish food exporters since Brexit is, I presume some of them with non-perishable food are using Ross Lair a lot more than the land bridge through the UK.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, a huge increase in trade through Ross Lair. I say to clients all the time, if you can at all avoid going through the UK on the land bridge, do. The issue with Ross Lair is it does take longer. Mm-hmm. So you need to factor that into your supply chain and into your kind of product type. But it's so much easier than having to go through the UK because you go from Ross Lair over to mainland Europe, you're still just travelling within the EU. There's no issues. Whereas if you've got to go through the land bridge, now you're subject to checks. You've got, you know, to do your transit declarations, which also cost. So unless you have to, my advice usually is don't go around and go through Ross Lair.
And have they improved Ross Lair port so that you can get through quicker? Because obviously there's a huge surge in physical trade going through that port now.
That's a good question. I'm not absolutely sure. I haven't heard any negative feedback, so I would assume it's all pretty good.
Okay. In terms of the types of food that goes through, we are talking about food which kind of has a shelf life that would need to go through the UK land bridge, aren't we?
Yeah, because it's shorter. So going to, you know, so it's a lot quicker to go through the land bridge. Technically speaking, it is in terms of distance and time, but you know, you've got to factor in the customs and transit checks. So you're going through, and what we're seeing, particularly the other direction, for example, is when you go in, so if you've got something that you're importing from Europe through Great Britain, then on to Ireland, you're going to be subject to these checks in Dover.
Yeah.
So,
Carol, thank you so much for your expertise. That's Carol Lynch, a partner with the consultants BDO.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.